Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Stone Girl, a novel by Dirk Wittenborn. Read by Devon Sorvery. Part 1. Powers That Be. At the end of the summer of 2018, high atop a nearly inaccessible gorge deep in the Adirondack Forest of New York State's North Country, three women had an unusual monument set in place. Elegantly tapered, nearly 10 feet tall, a hand-chiseled obelisk of native bluestone inscribed with brass capitals caught the light of the sun. Weighing in excess of 2,000 pounds, it had the solemn presence of a memorial to war dead. A marker worthy of a state courthouse or a city square made no sense in the middle of nowhere. And yet it did. To the others, Evie Quimby referred to it as a calling lure, an old-fashioned expression commonly used by trappers. A calling lure draws a beast out of its lair and tempts it into a snare. Usually such lures are scents, barkstone, civet, skunk, blood, and the like. They're messages carried on the wind. Beckonings so potent and pungent, and closely related in the animal's mind to sex and or prey, that they trigger urges the creature cannot resist. That obelisk's inscription had no smell, but the words spelled out in brass were guaranteed to get inside the head of one man. Its message was simple. We know what you are. But the truth was, when those three women first put up that stone...